This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. It wasn't Super Bowl size, but still, it was big. Estimates for the audience for last night's presidential debate range from about 50 million to 80 million. That's shy of the 112 million the Panthers-Broncos game drew in February, but still quite respectable for a political event. And the debates delivered. Lots of one-liners, arguments, embarrassments, and by Republican Donald Trump in particular, interruptions. Here to talk about the way the debate was packaged and delivered by the media is our own Bob Garfield, co-host of WNYC's weekly show On the Media. Hey, Bob, thanks for joining us.
Well, my pleasure, Sean.
One of the big questions before the debate was just how much fact-checking the moderator, NBC anchor Lester Holt, should do. He did say at the beginning, the debate is not about me, so that suggested he would stay in the background and not do much. Did he?
He made his presence felt a couple of times when Trump was trying to claim that he had never, for example, supported the Iraq War. Holt reminded him that it's a matter of record that he did. When Trump said that he pulled back on his birther claims, Holt reminded him that he was continuing to make them in 2012, 2013, 2014, and so on. So he took a shot. He obviously did not feel he had to vet every statement that came out of Trump's mouth or Clinton's mouth either, because then there would have been nothing else.
We do have some tape of Trump and Clinton interrupting each other and Holt trying to get in between them.
The next segment, we're continuing
well,
the subject of
Well, at least I have a plan to fight ISIS.
No, no, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do.
No, we're not.
See, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do. No wonder you've been fighting. No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life.
So what do you make of that? How can a moderator actually control that? It sounds like a tall order.
It's like getting in the middle of a dogfight. The moderator is, you know, apt to get hurt. And this is one of those odd journalistic roles where you're actually not necessarily there as a journalist. Your primary function is to get these people to talk. It's not an easy job. I actually thought Lester Holt performed pretty well under the circumstances.
And even when Holt didn't fact-check Trump or Clinton, for that matter, one of the developments of the last several election cycles has been the rise of media fact-checkers. Do you think that's a big victory?
The people who are in Trump's camp at the moment have shown themselves to be impervious to any fact that is, for any other candidate in modern history, would have been disqualifying. They have chosen to ignore the many, many lies. They've chosen to ignore the juvenile behavior. They've the ad hominem. They've ignored it all. So in this post-fact political environment we're living in, it probably won't have any effect on his supporters. However, it's nice to have the facts out there.
That's true.
And the media historically have not done a great job of truth-squatting political statements. Now we are doing a much better job, just in time for it not to matter that much.
On the media and WNYC's data news team had blather bingo last night, where people could mark off different phrases and ideas they heard during the post-debate analysis. Things on bingo were like discussion of smiling, discussion of what the average voter is thinking, looked presidential. I think it's safe to say that that you're not a big fan of these post-debate analyses.
No, because absolutely zero journalism takes place. The only thing that happens is that preordained statements from partisans are broadcast to the world. And, you know, in the case of last night, there was zero chance, zero, of someone saying from the Trump spin room, well, I thought he became a bit unhinged when questions of misogyny came up. And by the same token, nobody in the Hillary spin room was going to say, you know, I just thought she was a little stiffed and a little overhearsed. I mean, if they were thinking it, there was zero chance they were going to say it. So what is the point of the exercise? I can tell you categorically, there is no point.
Well, thanks so much, Bob Garfield. He's a co-host of WNYC's On the Media.
Thank you, Sean.
This is All Things Considered.